Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. President Biden has blamed the US Congress for the fall of the Ukrainian town of Avdiivka to Russian forces. After a phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky, Mr. Biden said inaction by Washington had left Ukraine's troops without enough ammunition. He urged American politicians to pass the latest package of military aid for Kyiv, which is being blocked by Republicans. Our correspondent Andrew Harding is in Ukraine.
Everyone here is talking about America, watching what the Republicans are saying, particularly about arming Ukraine. There is, I think, increasingly an understanding amongst Ukrainians that they are going to have to be self-sufficient in as much as they can be, because they realize they can't rely on Europe or on America to do their fighting or to do all the arms and weapon supplies that Ukraine wants. On the other hand, I think without that, those Western supplies, the Ukrainians longer term are going to be in trouble.
Confusion surrounds the whereabouts of the body of Russia's opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. The authorities said the family wouldn't receive the remains until a post-mortem was complete. Our Russia editor, Steve Rosenberg, reports from Moscow.
Mr. Navalny's mother visited the penal colony where he died. She was told that her son's body had been taken to a local morgue. But later, Mr. Navalny's spokesperson, Kira Yarmish, said that wasn't true. And that is why Alexei Navalny's supporters don't believe the official version of events as presented by the Russian prison service, according to which the Kremlin's most vociferous critic had fallen unconscious and died after a walk in the prison.
In the past hour, the former Prime Minister of Thailand, Thaksin Shinawat, has left the hospital where he's been serving a one-year jail term. The billionaire, who was convicted of corruption and abuse of power, has been given parole. He was immediately detained on his return from self-imposed exile in August. A group of asylum seekers on an isolated British island in the Indian Ocean have told UN investigators they feel unsafe and abandoned. Refugees on Diego Garcia have reported incidents of sexual assault and harassment of children. Alice Cuddy reports.
The 61 people on Diego Garcia are mostly Tamils from Sri Lanka. They arrived in October 2021 after their boat ran into trouble while trying to sail to Canada. They then claimed asylum. United Nations inspectors who visited the group have described their living conditions as lacking dignity. The government describes the island as being constitutionally distinct from the UK and says that before the group's arrival, there were no laws in place to deal with asylum seekers there. It has told the BBC the island is not a suitable location for the group, but that their welfare and safety is its top priority.
World news from the BBC. Qatar has described the latest talks to agree a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas as not very promising. Senior officials from a number of countries have been holding negotiations in Cairo. Qatar's prime minister said he remained optimistic that an agreement could be reached, but acknowledged that time was running out. Riots have broken out in The Hague as rival groups of Eritreans clashed outside a cultural centre. Long-standing tensions within Eritrean communities have recently flared up around the world. From the Dutch city, Anna Holligan reports.
Young men swung baseball bats and pelted police vans with stones. Tear gas was fired to disperse the rioting crowds. Bricks are strewn on the streets outside the venue. Police cars have been set alight and large gashes have been left in the front of the building. Police say it's unclear what ignited the confrontation. The festivals at the centre of many of these clashes are billed as cultural events, but protesters say they're organised by Eritrean government supporters and act as propaganda devices to raise funds for a repressive regime.
The US Secretary of Homeland Security has reaffirmed support for Guatemala's new government, which took office last month, having promised to tackle corruption. Alejandro Mayorkas said he was honoured to meet President Bernardo Arevalo at the security conference in Munich. Mr. Mayorkas said Guatemala was a key partner in managing migration. Donald Trump has begun promoting a new line of shoes bearing his name a day after being fined more than $300 million for fraud. Mr. Trump made the announcement during a visit to an event known as SneakerCon in Philadelphia. The former president, who's widely expected to be the Republican nominee in November's election, told the crowd he wanted to look out for young people. BBC News.